But there's what we believe about salvation is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That easy. You do not have to change your lifestyle to be saved. You don't have to repent of your sins. You don't have to quit smoking. You don't have to quit drinking, because the Bible says whosoever believeth in him. It's that simple. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to repent of your sins. But when it comes to people saying you got to repent of your sins and saying you got to quit your lifestyle, quit your sins, that's works that you have to do. Right? I mean, it's work salvation to say you got to quit smoking, you got to quit drinking, you got to read the Bible. That's works, okay? But I will say this. Some people will say this. Well, you know, you don't have to repent of your sins, but you got to repent of one sin. You got to repent of the sin of idolatry to be saved. Who's heard that before? I've heard that before. They say you got to repent of the sin of idolatry to be saved. No, you don't. Okay? And I want you to understand, because they're deceiving about this. Here's what we need to understand. When we go soul winning, we talk to Catholics all the time that have tons of idols in their house. Is that not true? They do not have to hand those idols over to me to get saved. They can get saved and still have idols in their house. And guess what? People get saved and they still have idols in their house because they don't realize how wicked it is, or they're trying to please family or whatever. They don't have to hand over those idols to be saved. What they need to do is not trust in those idols to be saved.
Amen.
This is a very important distinction, because people say you got to repent of the sin of idolatry. It's like, wait a minute, what do you mean by that? Because you don't have to throw out your little Buddha statue in your room. Now, I think it's stupid to have it, but you know what? People have it. You don't have to throw out your statues of your Catholics or whatever in your room to be saved. All you got to do is believe on Jesus Christ. But many Catholics and many false religions, they trust in those idols. They look at them as gods that they worship. Okay? Now, if you're trusting in those idols to be saved, you cannot 100% trust in Jesus to be saved if you've got 5% trust in this little statue of Mary. Okay? But you don't have to throw out that statue to be saved. This is an important distinction, because the Bible will talk about, and what it says in 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 9, it says, "For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had on you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God." What is he saying? He's saying this. You were trusting in your idols to be saved. You were trusting in your idols. And you know what? You had to turn to God. You had to place your faith on Jesus Christ. And turning to God is basically repenting. You change your mind. You turn. You change. And so basically, you've got to turn from trusting in those idols, because you can't trust fully in Jesus Christ if you're still trusting in those idols to be saved. But you do not have to hand in those idols to be saved. You don't have to burn all your idols to be saved. And look, there are people we get saved in this country all the time. And I promise you, if we went back to their room, you're just thinking, man, you've been going to our church for a couple months. Like, why do you have that little statue of Peter in your room? It's like, oh, you know, I just, you know, keep it around. I've always had it or whatever. And look, I'm sure there's people who get saved and they still have those statues. Idolatry is a big thing in this country. And we get people saved. And you know what? When they get saved, they do have to quit trusting in idols. They got to quit trusting in Buddha. They got to quit trusting in Muhammad. They got to quit trusting in Joseph Smith or whomever you want to name in order to trust in Jesus, because you have to put all of your trust on Jesus Christ to be saved. But you don't have to turn in those idols to be saved. Now, there's other verses, and I don't have time to go into them, where people try to say, well, you got to repent of the sin of idolatry. No, the Bible doesn't teach that. And when you think about what it's teaching, what they're saying, it's like very confusing. Because you have to change your mind about what you believe, and you got to quit trusting in those idols, but you do not have to get rid of those idols to be saved.